Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. This is about getting back to your humanity. It's about disconnecting at the right times and the right ways from all the technology, the social media, and the insanity that has completely taken over people's lives. And you know how this goes. I mean, you go in a restaurant nowadays and you see two people sitting there and they're not even talking to each other. They're just like, you know, you go to and talk to people and they can't even sustain 30 seconds of a conversation without, you know, they're completely jacked up in this thing. It's like, you know, this is taking over their head. And they can't actually operate as humans throughout the day without their mind going a little crazy and spastic, ADD, because they're so used to checking in. People have become addicted to their devices, to their technology, and to the tools in such a way that it is stripping away their humanity. And I don't mean to be a doomsdayer about that. I love technology. I think it's the greatest tool ever. You and I couldn't be having this conversation if it wasn't for the technology. I appreciate social media. I appreciate email. I'm not one of those guys who says, go live in a hut in the woods away from humanity. But what I am about is aliveness. What I am about is having control over your life and not becoming one of those minions who are completely addicted to their social media and can't get away with it. Or those who are losing entire days to what I call browser blackout. You know, they went to go work on something, but then they looked and clicked on one blue link and one link over here, and they tapped or swiped over here, and 4 hours go by and they're like, what happened to me? You know, like all of a sudden their day is gone. They don't know what happened. Like they can't remember what they've done or what they've seen or what they've accomplished. If they've accomplished anything, then they're just like, what happened? Why am I naked? You know, you know, it's like the day is gone. We got to get your day back. So five simple things, not only to get your day back, but to get your life back amidst all of the distraction that is ripping you from the magic of the moment, from your relationships, and frankly, from your ability to really achieve things that are significant. And so we have to get our day back. And how do we do that? Well, let's talk about unplugging for a moment and what that can mean in the modern world while we're still maintaining what we must, if we have to, as far as business or email or social media. So let's talk about this. First simple thing, all I want you to do, it will change your life completely. By science, it has proven that it will increase your productivity by over 30% every week. It will also give you at least a minimum of 2.5 to 3 hours more sleep each and every single week. How simple is this? All you need to do when you first wake up in the morning, that first hour that you are alive, alert, and awake, you do not check in. You do not check your email. You do not do your social media or look at your social media. You do not even check your voicemail or text unless you're in an emergency situation or a customer service situation where, quote unquote, that's your job. You should not, in that first hour, look at anything that's even digital. You don't need to, all right? Even if you, and by the way, if you're like, Brendan, you don't understand my life, I need to. If you need to do this, if you are ruled by this, then you have not designed your life that intelligently. And it's not to be flippant, it's not to be rude, it's not to be directed with people. It's to say, look, if this is taking over your life that you can't give yourself an hour in the morning, then you become addicted to a machine. You become addicted to something that you think this is controlling you. You think, why is the world controlling your first hour? You should control your first hour. And here's what we've proven in high performance. So if you ever study my work with High Performance Academy or my book, The Charge, or all the work that I do in high performance coaching, I've trained more high performance coaches than anybody on the planet. We certify high performance coaches. And some of that work came from some famous studies and work that I've done. And one of them was very simple. We looked across multiple industries, multiple executive levels, and we found this. If in the first hour instead of somebody checking anything, email as specifically, instead if they just sat down with a piece of paper and wrote, what is it that I'm working on right now? What are the major projects? And the four or five things I need to accomplish on these projects. Who are the people I need to reach out to today? Or that I'm waiting on that I need to reach out to today to get a decision to move something forward? What are my key priorities that must happen today? The top maybe three or five things that must be done no matter what today. If they'll just start the day writing things like that, instead of checking in, then they can direct their life. Because look, if the first thing you do is you open up and you look at your inbox, guess what? The inbox is nothing but a convenient organizing system of other people's agendas. Suddenly, you lose the day because you're in a reactive state. The inbox is a reactive state. You're in there, you're reacting to people's needs, their priorities, the things they're pushing at you. You need to start the day with saying, what is it that I need? What do I need to accomplish today? What steps could I take to move my dreams forward today? What must happen today? Those questions of being more intentional with your day versus reactive, that's why we need to get you away from checking in right off the bat. The second thing, component to this, is not checking in at all in the last hour of your day either. You know, people are literally laying in bed, waiting to go to bed, looking at Twitter. You know, and they don't know, they can't figure out why I'm not getting good night's sleep. They're wrecked, they're busted every single morning. Their eyes, they look 50 years older than they should look. Why? Because what they're doing is they're firing off neural pathways and neural hormones in their brain right before they go to bed, and they can't get a good night's rest. Even if they fall asleep fast throughout the night, their sleep is less restful. Because what they've done is they've activated all these hormones and processing in their brain that these things give you. What ends up happening is that all that things that you see, all those variety of posts, every new post you see, you should think, every new post I see, a new drop of dopamine falls into my brain. The more dopamine, the more activity and reward centers that are alive, which is an enlivening process, which is why everyone gets so addicted to it. Looking at our posts is like cocaine today for the brain. So what we have to do is, in that last hour, don't look at it. Have that time that you say, that is a demarcation line. At this hour, which is an hour before I go to bed, I no longer look at anything digital at all, period. I stop consuming social media. I stop looking at email. I stop listening to voicemails. I stop engaging in that way. Just go on a digital diet in that last hour of your day and that first hour of your day.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You gotta track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you gotta stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Make absolute sure, when you are in a human interaction with somebody, you force yourself not to look at this. If you are at dinner with somebody, turn it off. If you're in a conversation in the street with somebody, don't look at it. Do not be in a human conversation and keep doing this because it's stealing that relationship magic that happens from people. That is the creative engagement, the joy, the love, the connection between people. When you're with a human,
don't look at it. Unless you say, hey, hold on, I need to check this right now because something's going on. Sometimes in our lives, there is a big deadline, or there is somebody who's in town visiting us, or we do need to be available. And you know what? Sure, we can let a person know about that, but let that happen at the beginning or at the end. But allow this time in a relationship to be real. And for Pete's sake, if you're married or you're in a relationship and you're trying to deepen that relationship or reconnect it, do not look at all. I highly urge you. It's a simple question. Here's how to know if you're addicted. In the last 4 or 5 dinners you went to with somebody, did you have to look at the phone during dinner? If you did, you've started losing humanity. How's that for a quote? You know, it's like the worst thing. If you can't even have a meal without looking at your phone, then you know, you've really lost touch with the magic of human interaction. And I don't do that as a judgmental person. I do that because studies continue to show that the more interruptions people have in their conversations and the more interruptions they have in their times to create, to connect, to give, to work together, to love together, then suddenly what ends up happening is there's a disconnect, a self-report on both sides saying they aren't feeling each other. Well, that's happening because they're lost in the abyss of the digital stream. And so take that time to make sure if you're in a human interaction relationship, you don't look at it unless you're working on something specifically then. But that doesn't count usually lunches, dinners, break conversations with people, okay? Third, if you want to go another step further and be totally crazy, totally off the wall, make sure that you set up days where you never look at it at all. And there's days, despite the fact I have millions of followers online, where I literally don't even look at it. I don't even log in, because what I'll do is I'll schedule out my posts on Facebook or Twitter, or I'll schedule in advance whatever thing else I have to do, or I'll delegate it. I'll make sure no matter what, there just has to be, if there's not at least several days a month where you're not connected at all, then I think you've probably really gotten further away from what might be the experienced life. So I challenge you, can you have a few days a month where you're just off the grid totally, I mean completely that day? And see, it feels like we can't do that because the world would fall apart, right? It doesn't. You know what you do? The more that you go days without consuming it, days without being under control of it, days without checking into it, the more you realize nothing happens. The world doesn't fall apart, nobody cares, not a big challenge, nothing's bad. I mean, maybe people at first are like, well, I couldn't get a hold of you. Don't reply. Teach people that you are not on the whim of a short leash, that you yourself can manage your life. Set up an autoresponder that says, thank you for sending an email today. Please realize I'm under a lot of duties and stresses and challenges and deadlines right now. At this moment, I'm unable to reply to all the emails that come in. Please understand that I may not get back to you for 24 to 72 hours even. Please be patient in waiting for my reply because I try to reply to everybody with great excellence. And I've always found that quality, not quantity, is the answer to great relationships and service to the world. So please be patient. I'll reach you as soon as I can. So that everybody knows you're not going to be immediately replying to them. Very few people in my life get the same day response from me. Does that make me a jerk? No. It makes me, I think, intentional about living a real life. You know? A real life. Okay. Another 2 quick things you can do. One, every single week, I challenge you for 30 days, every single week, get a book. You know, a book? You know, a real book? One that has a cover on the front and the back and it opens, doesn't turn on. It opens, you know one of those? Get a book, go to a coffee shop for a minimum of an hour. A minimum of an hour with no phone, no laptop, no digital. Just get the book. Go to the coffee shop, get some tea or some coffee or some water, sit there and notice people and read your book. That's all your job is. Just to reconnect with the art and humanity of life again, completely devoid of any digital distractions. Give yourself an hour a week for 30 days. You can find that time. Maybe it's on a Sunday. Maybe on your day off. Maybe late at night. I don't care when it is. Find that time and you'll be completely blown away. You're gonna be like, holy cow, I forgot about this. And it will feel so good. At first you'll be like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Did I lose it? But at some point, you'll stop being the hamster, you'll stop being on the wheel, you'll stop being addicted, and you'll start to realize, huh, I can just sit and be and enjoy myself without
freaking out. How nice is this? How nice is this? Last part to unplugging, make sure that several times a month you get outside. Many people don't know this about me, but I take a walk every day, usually 30 to 45 minute walk every day, just strolling around, just out looking at things with no phone, without any agenda, without even talking points or thinking, just to go stroll and look around. And people say, well, sure, you can do that, Brendan, because you know, you have whatever. It's like, no, I've been doing that most of my life. Go for a walk every day. Just get outside. If you can go to the woods or be outside near the ocean or be out in the open air in a beautiful vista, do that. Otherwise, if you're living in a concrete jungle, walk around where it's safe. You know, just go out for a stroll somewhere, because I think you'll reconnect with yourself. You'll have thoughts that you haven't had, thoughts for a long time. It's very difficult to have deep, important, meaningful, artistic, or creative thoughts if you are constantly bombarded with interruptions and distractions that this thing brings every time it chimes or buzzes at you. So I hope that helps you. I think you deserve to have a life that's a little less plugged in and a little less addicted, because when you do that, a little bit more joy comes into your life, a little bit more energy. You feel a little more engaged with your days now and really in the moment.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.